Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
Money FM 89.3, welcome back to Sustainable Singapore with me, Rianne Lovell-Boland. Now, when you think of the entertainment industry, you don't necessarily think of sustainability. But local group Timber has put it at the forefront of its new operation at Timber Plus Eastside, which is Singapore's first sustainable food park. Initially launched as an event space for Singapore musicians to cultivate their talent, Timber is now known as a live music venue with a host of enterprises, including a music academy. Well, joining me on the line to share more is Danny Long, CEO of Timber Group. Thank you so much for joining me.
Hi. Good afternoon.
Well, first of all, I mean, let's start with the elephant in the room. As a company that initially started to showcase local musicians, how has the pandemic affected your business and did you have to pivot?
Well, I mean, that's the issue with the pandemic in some ways because, you know, as we all know, live music had to end for a good time, about 2 years actually. But we've continued to support our musicians and bands via, you know, live streaming, as well as we did a concert series at one of our venues, Timber, at the substation before it closed. So, you know, we do what we can to support them. And that's always been our DNA, live music, Singapore bands, from day one, since 2005. You know, and then, of course, some of them do teach at our academy. And so, you know, we've tried various ways to engage our musicians and bands during this time.
Was it a challenge? You know, you said over the past 2 years, you know, having to do live streams instead of actual live music in venues?
It is, because, you know, we all have to get used to live streaming versus, you know, actual live venue performance, where you get the immediate response, you know, interaction with the audience. This one is all through the laptop, phones and iPads, right? So the bands have to get used to that. But, you know, at the end of the day, our bands are very resilient. I mean, they knew that there's a challenging time, and this is the way to connect and stay connected to the audience and also our customers. So our live stream was good because we managed to promote some of our food partners. For example, at Timber Plaza One North, at Yishun Park, you know, we managed to make a show out of our presenting our bands, but have them also to talk about the food that we serve.
Absolutely. And then I guess on a more positive note, Timber Plus Eastside launched at the end of November with over 2,000 square metres of food, entertainment and green initiatives. I mean, So what was the reason for the green push?
I think, you know, we've always been known for our support for live music, Singapore bands from day one. We also now support a lot of Singapore food partners, international and local cuisine. But we wanted to add one more core value, which really to push sustainability and to, you know, encourage people to think about it and to help with campaigns to help the movement, so to speak. So even when we were building this with Singapore Expo, we were looking at solar panels, which we do have right now at the rooftop. We are looking at, in phase two, wind turbines, a food digester, and even EV charging. But, you know, we're not also resting on our laurels. We have actually launched a few campaigns on ourselves. Give It Back, which is really a really exciting campaign to encourage our customers to donate their bags, their tote bags, their cloth bags, and for our customers here to actually use those bags to tapau or take away rather than use plastic bags, for example. Mm. And we also have a one-kind block, which is really a sort of a modular kind of a farming for houses and also for old folks' homes. So what is happening is that we are selling one-kind block at Timber Plus Eastside. Every customer that buy one, they donate one to either a resident, in a senior citizen, a resident, and all old folks' home, for example. But all of it that we're trying to do is to really just to remind people to be mindful of this. I think we all need to do our part. Take it small steps, but, you know, every step actually counts. So,
and obviously you mentioned quite a number of the initiatives at Timber Plus Eastside. So how do these initiatives actually lower the park's carbon footprint compared to maybe other timber parks?
So, you know, for quite a few years, we've actually not used plastic straws, for example, or even plastic cups at our bar. That's one. When we came to Eastside, think about how do we reduce plastic bag use. You know, every time when you buy a takeaway, you know, you use a plastic bag to take away. So we reduce it by actually offering reusable bags donated by residents. And we really started this 2 weeks, and actually the people donating and people taking the bags to take away. So that actually helps reduce single-use plastic bag use at each site. Of course, it's a one-kind block. It's really to build community and help senior citizens, some of those old folks' homes, residents, to do their own farming.
Absolutely. And I mean, let's just dig a little bit deeper, because you mentioned about the solar panels at the park. So how has that helped, you know, save costs on electricity bills and keeping the lights on during this time?
So, you know, our fans, I think, is powered by the solar panels. But we are looking into other ways that you can power maybe even the live music in the future, because we have no live music right now. But how cool it would be, right, the solar panels actually be able to power the whole nightly performances that we have. Then the bands can actually announce it, right, that they're performing in the power of the sun or the solar panels. So I think it's really just changing the mindsets one mind at a time.
And speaking of which, you know, you mentioned that since 2019, you've eliminated plastic cups and straws from your restaurants and bars. How has switching from plastic saved or cost the company money?
Well, obviously, plastic, like, for example, if we use people's straws, it's a little bit more expensive. But man, we feel that it's important to take a stand, really. I mean, plastic straws is just a terrible thing to use, to be honest. It's very hard to get rid of it. I mean, it takes many, many, many years to dissolve it. So we felt that we should make a stand and start using paper straws, for example.
Mm.
I mean, of course, plastic cups, the same thing. You know, we only use it perhaps for some events, but really we don't serve any of it at our bars anymore.
And what was the reaction from patrons when you actually started using paper straws instead of plastic?
Oh, positive. I think people know. I mean, comparing paper and plastic straws, I mean, they know that, you know, plastics is just wasteful, right? It's hard to, you know, by eliminating the straws and switching to paper, you know, you actually be able to let them be also aware that, that they can take steps to improve the situation. And I think the customers have been very receptive. You know, there are more and more eco-conscious customers now, especially the younger ones. It's very encouraging to see. I mean, they are our future. But if they were to tell their families, their parents, their uncles, aunties to do the same, I think it will make a change.
And you touched on this a little bit earlier, because Timber Plus is in a pilot project with the National Environment Agency and Yishun Park Hawker Centre to recycle food waste with the use of an off-site and also on-site food digesters. Tell us a little bit more about how this pilot is going.
Yes, we already have a food digester at Yishun Park Hawker Centre. And, you know, basically what happens is that our cleaning company collects the food waste from our tray return system. It pours into the digester for the enzymes to break down the waste into wastewater. And basically what it is the main objective is to reduce food wastage at landfills. And then using the food waste, which decomposes, releases methane, which is a greenhouse gas. So we're trying to avoid that. And it's 3-8 times more potent than carbon dioxide. It's really harmful stuff. So by installing it, we are trying to basically reduce that. And the food breakdown by enzymes, by generating energy to power Timber Plus East Side is another example.
And of course, the Timber Group has always been a place for community. And as you mentioned, you have many community and social activities such as the Gift It Bag program, the Book Swap Corner, and the hydroponics urban farming system, which really caught my eye, you know, at an entertainment venue. That's really interesting to see that you have that. So, I mean, what has been the reaction to these sort of schemes at Timber Plus Eastside?
Well, we had a grand opening launch in November, 27th November, and we're very, very honoured to have Cheryl Chan, MP of Fengshan East Coast GRC, attend. And she's actually been a huge supporter of this, and we're actually working with her to actually pass some of the donated one-kind blocks to some of the residents, well, some of her residents, and also a chosen old folks' residence, old folks' home. So basically, this has been great. I mean, I think people are starting to come and talk to us, because we actually display quite a lot of one-kind blocks on location with the farming actually happening. So a lot of them are curious, oh, what is this? What is it about? You know, it's very effective, because they see it and they ask a question, and then we will just tell them, oh, we're doing this campaign. Would you like to support us? Right? But essentially, we're going to move this across the country. We start from the east. We are hoping to go to Yishun and also One North, Ayer Rajah and the West with this program. We want to see more urban farming by residents, but more importantly, when they buy one kind block, they actually donate one kind block to someone else. So I think kind of spreading the goodwill.
And so what sort of things are people growing with the urban farming systems?
Oh, it's very interesting, actually. I'm so glad you asked me that. Rosemary, we have basil. Some people actually grow strawberries.
Wow.
It's amazing. Yes, yes. And also kangkong and array of other kinds of herbs and garnishes actually for our cocktail. So, you know, one of the interesting things we do is that we actually have a one-kind block roll right in the middle of our playground, and we use it for our garnishes. We grow rosemary, and then we have mint leaves. It's really cool when young people or even customers see that, because we are actually growing it, but we are actually using it.
So it's like a farm-to-table initiative, almost.
That is right. I love that, farm-to-table.
Yeah.
I might use that.
Oh, you should, yeah.
Yeah, it's exactly right. Farm-to-table. But all it is really reminding people not to waste, really.
Absolutely. Well, I've been speaking to Danny Long, CEO of Timber Group. Thank you so much for sharing more about how timber and the entertainment sector is going green.
Thank you.
I'm Rhianne Lovell-Boland. This has been Sustainable Singapore on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.